Let's write a program that gets an integer from the user without using the CS50 library's function getInt. To do this, we're going to use a new function called scanf that it turns out getInt in the CS50 library uses underneath the hood. Here we go. Let's first declare an int, let's call it arbitrarily x, that will ultimately put the user's integer in. Let's now prompt the user for that number, as with number please. And now let's call scanf as follows. Scanf, quote unquote, percent %i, indicating that what I want to get from the user is indeed an integer, but now I need to provide storage space for that integer. I can't just pass in x, because recall that when you pass an argument to a function, it's typically passed by value, that is, a copy is passed in. So instead, I want to provide scanf with the address of x so that it can actually change the value at that address. To achieve that, I simply need to pass in ampersand x in order to pass in the address of x. Lastly, let's go ahead and print out for the user exactly what he or she typed, with printf, quote unquote, thanks for the percent %i as our placeholder, followed by x this time, not ampersand x, because as always, I want to pass in to printf exactly the value that I want printed. Let's now save, compile, and run this program. Make scanf0 dot slash scanf0, number please, let's provide it with 50, and thanks for the 50.